Congratulations. Some good news for college sports, yourself, your student athletes, and the University of Illinois. You got to be very excited.
Yeah, it's progression. You know, we keep getting a little bit better and a little bit facilities keep growing. And we got our training center on campus, which is world class. And now we got a chance to take a great golf course, a good piece of land, and keep moving in the right direction and make this a championship venue.
Well, Coach, I know you've been at University of Illinois for a while. I'm sure you've gotten to know the Adkins family. What can you tell us about them, and especially this great gift of generosity today?
Oh, they're great. Yeah, I've known them my entire career here, 20 years. And Clint was the patriarch of the family, and he's the one that started Stone Creek and was a baby, and it was awesome. And the family's great. Susie, his wife, and his kids, Todd, Suzette, and Spencer have all been friends of mine in town, but also great benefactors of the university and supporters. And they have, you know, a tennis center named after them and a baseball practice center named after them and now a golf facility. So they're big Illini, and they've been very successful, and they're just team players. And they, golf business is a tough business nowadays, but we have a unique niche where we can fit into this thing and maybe do something special.
Coach, I know, unfortunately, the spring wasn't what anybody was looking for, and I'm sure you've been apart from your team because of the pandemic situation, but how much of this were you able to share with them, and how excited are they to see your golf facilities even going to the next level?
We haven't really shared a lot with them because we tried to keep it quiet until today, but I'm sure they'll be very excited to hear it. And this just shows progression. It shows your program's going the right direction, and if you don't keep moving, somebody's going to pass you. So you got to keep building and keep moving forward, especially in college athletics. And our team is very humbled. They know what they have. They know how the people have come and supported them with our facilities and our schedule and our budgets and just their opportunity to play for University of Illinois. So they'll be very grateful as always.
Coach, I know that all you can control is what happens at the University of Illinois, and that's what you worry about first. But for those of us who look up and down the conference, and we see Northwestern with a new indoor facility last fall, Iowa's getting a clubhouse. I just played the new IU course last week. It seems like everybody around you is trying to improve their facilities and make it a little tougher on you to keep going out and winning the conference every year. But I'm sure that this is probably the next step for University of Illinois golf to hopefully stay at the top of the conference where you've had them for so many years.
Well, yeah, it's fun to compete. It's fun to make each other better, and that's what the conference is supposed to do, supposed to push each other to be better nationally. And, you know, we've won, 10 of the last 11 Big Ten championships. We want to keep doing that. It's not easy. The teams are getting better. Facilities are getting better. It's important to these schools to upgrade their facilities because they want to compete. Their alums and their donors want to compete successfully. So we embrace that and enjoy that competition, and we just want to give our guys the best chance to get better as well. So it all makes sense, and we're all in this thing together.
How tough was the spring, not being able to get out and compete with your team? How have you been able to stay in touch with your guys so they're ready whenever it is you can get back out on the golf course as a team?
It's impossible. It's tough, you know. I mean, you couldn't do anything with them all spring, and now we can do individual stuff with them if they ask, but they're all going out of town doing their thing. So a lot of onus on them. We keep in touch through the phone or through, you know, voicemail or Zoom or whatever sometimes. But we talked about it before they left campus. You know, they all want to be professional golfers someday. Well, this is a good dry run for them. This is a good test for them to see if they can manage their time and their progress and their improvement and their practice regimen. So we'll find a lot about them when they come back in August.